Time. Till we're on.
We're on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, hello and welcome to a Tuesday night edition. Scotty Sattler and Jason Matthews in the Sports Day studio. Sad afternoon in the world of entertainment. We've lost another good one, mate.
Kirstie Alley
died this afternoon, aged 71. She died from cancer, sadly. Wow.
Wasn't it? That was a huge show, wasn't it, Cheers?
Oh, mate.
Massive show. And then there was the cast off, which was Fraser, wasn't it?
That's right. Mm. You know, I modeled my life on Norm. I thought he was my hero growing up. I just wanted to sit at a bar and drink beer
and eat pretzels
and talk rubbish.
Yeah, Kirstie Alley.
I know.
Part of our growing pains, wasn't she?
Yeah. Can I say this? This is not too soon, is it? Because she was another one I had a crush on.
She was a definite crush. Like, absolutely.
Stunning lady. Mm. Absolutely stunning lady. And like her and Hot Lips were my go-to crushes when I was growing up.
Go-to? Where were you going?
No, you know what I mean. I wouldn't miss them for the world.
Yeah.
The movie Hot Lips is gone. Luckily, Loretta Swift's still around. she was gorgeous.
Mm.
I know you're into Klinger. But that's sad.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I want to throw it in memory of Kirstie Alley this afternoon.
Are you going to go creepy here straight away?
Well, some say creepy. I say informative.
Mm.
Who was your teenage crush? I had many, I must admit. I mean, who was yours, Sats?
Dana Plato. Remember her?
From Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
Yes.
She was the daughter.
I'll top that.
Yep.
Kelly Bundy.
Is that Christina Applegate?
Yeah. But I wasn't a teenager, I guess. I was a young man. Anyway, that one's creepy. Let's discount that one.
Mm.
Any of them on Gilligan's Island, only the girls, I should say, not Gilligan or Professor. but any of the ladies on Gilligan's Island?
I think we're bordering on sexism now. We're getting a little creepy, and you always take the show here. I apologise.
But this is a tribute. This is a tribute to Kirstie Alley, mate. Mm. Don't lose focus.
It's not a tribute to Kirstie Alley. It's a tribute to your weirdness. That's what it is.
Well, those lonely days in my bedroom with a TV. That's all it was. Welcome to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN 1620 AM on the Goldie. Of course, the best SEN station, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy. What?
Kirstie Alley on Cheers.
Yes.
Who was also another female that played the lead in Cheers?
Oh, the short one with the dark hair.
Blonde hair.
Oh.
Mm.
There was.
Was it Shelley Long?
Yeah, Shelley Long.
Yep.
Yeah, a little bit too pritzy for mine.
No, I'm not talking about looks. What? Who was she? Oh, Tim from Parks, who doesn't freeze his meat. Straight off the bat, he says, hey, lads, straight up Anna Kournikova or Martina Hingis.
Yeah, but we'll be extending it to sports stars now. That is creepy.
See, Glenn, he said, yeah, sad passing of Kirstie Alley. Absolutely. And he was into Klinger as well.
Of course he was. Hey, what about who was? Okay, well, here's a good one for our listeners. They're smart. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01117.
Fitzy from the Gold Coast is.
Yeah, anyone but Adrian is smart, right? But I want to ask you this. Who was the little dark-headed one then? The little dark-headed lady on Cheers? She was always the one with the smart responses.
Okay. Let's put it out there.
All right. If you know it is, 0457 736 736. Where were we? Oh, hello to our listeners through 1323 AM in Canberra to SCN. A Super Radio Network will say, how about our listeners through 104.1 on the Tweed on Radio 97? How hot was it around southeast Queensland today?
Yeah, it was. A lot of friends in and around the area said it was, well, it's been really cool conditions, hasn't it? It hasn't felt like summer at all. Definitely summer weather now for beach.
Those lovely ladies, by the way, off Gilligan's Island were Ginger and Marianne.
No, we know that.
Oh, I didn't. I forgot. Also, hello to our listeners listening through SEN Track and on the SEN app. And don't forget, you can grab a podcast of the show. So what we'll do, we'll cut that beginning off and we'll put a more appropriate one on for you. How's that sound?
Yep.
Grab the podcast wherever you get them from, Apple, Google, wherever. Look for Sports Day New South Wales. And also TikTok, check out Bad Sats SEN, except for don't look at the chat we had with Joel and Fletch yesterday.
Do you reckon Badge will be adding some content on our TikTok while he's on holidays?
Badge said to me last, were you here last week? No, you were in New Zealand, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
Badge is going to start doing topless videos on TikTok with kittens. Because that works.
Cameron has texted in, Rhea Perlman.
That's her.
That's her. She
well
was
done,
funny.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, Cameron.
Married to Danny DeVito. That's right. Okay, listeners, who's taller, Danny DeVito or DeVito or Rhea Perlman?
Or Peter Basaltis.
He looks like
Danny DeVito.
He does. Mm. Hello to Pete. He's on air in about an hour's time.
He actually listens to the show.
So does he?
Welcome to the
show.
He
gets all his ideas from us, doesn't he? Mm. New Zealand Warriors coach, I should say, Andrew Webster, joining us real soon.
Good man, Andrew Webster.
Former attacking coach.
Not the same journalist.
At the Panthers. He won't come on the show. Do you know the amount of times Jack has SMS'd
Yeah, no,
him?
He did say to me that every time Jack rings him, he's actually at a function and quite inebriated, drink responsibly. And he said, I wouldn't be great content.
But
I disagree. I think he'd be great content.
But he did say, tell the young fella to keep trying. Perseverance. Fantastic. We didn't get to this story last night, and I'm fascinated by it. In fact, I ran into your wife, Beck. She's still in the building. And I said, Sat's apparently got a great story to tell about you.
Oh, it's not a great story. It's just probably...
Well, you've built it up.
You've built it up. It just describes my wife. You know, she's a very intelligent person, my wife, but she's also can get distracted very easily. So she'll be telling a story and all of a sudden say, oh, look at the rainbow over there. You know, it's got nothing to do with the story.
Oh, you know what? I was looking for a rainbow then.
So we were... We were out to lunch with a group of friends just for Christmas lunch. Nice. And she ordered her main meal for lunch, and it came out. And there's about 15 or 20 of us there. And as she's eating, she goes, I don't want any more. I look down, she's left a heap of it, a heap left over. I said, why are you eating it? She goes, oh, I don't want to eat any more. I said, what'd you order? She said, baby octopus. I said, okay, well, I'll have it. Well, why don't we eat any more? She goes, oh, they're too small. I feel sorry for them.
What?
It's baby octopus.
Nah, you're making this up.
I swear to God.
She
go and get her on air now.
Jack, can you go and get Beck, please? Just tell her we want to, I don't know, make a donation to a yoga centre or something like that. We want to talk yoga.
She loves the yoga.
Seriously, she's a super intelligent woman.
Yeah. I didn't want to eat anymore because they were small. I felt sorry for them.
But they're dead anyway.
Hey. You're preaching the converted here.
Geez, we have some creepy listeners, don't we?
I'll be surprised if she comes on. She's quite an introvert. We've got true or false tonight.
Yeah, we do.
True or false. Ask us a question. 0457 736 736. True or false.
Can I start one?
Yes.
Big stories today.
Mm.
Christmas pudding should be sold all year round.
False.
What?
Anyone who invented Christmas pudding should be locked up.
What?
Electric chair straight away.
Mate, it's amazing.
It's disgusting.
And it's disgusting, is it? It's amazing.
No, it's not.
Hey, you get the Christmas pudding, it's moist, it's full of fruit.
Whoa.
It's and then you pour the hot custard on top of it.
Why is everything centered around moistness and creepiness for you?
No, you don't have to go.
So no, Christmas pudding, definitely a false.
She's on the phone apparently.
Mm. One of those
you
ones.
You got one for me to kick off?
True or false, the new Meghan Markle and Harry. What's Harry's last name?
I don't know. Probably Markle.
So Meghan Markle and Harry.
Markle, whatever.
Have got a new documentary coming. $100 million, apparently, they've been paid for two people that want to stay out of the public eye. They put a documentary out. Mm. Very controversial. True or false, you'll be watching it.
False. I shan't be watching that, and I reckon none of our listeners will watch that either.
Mm.
Correct
me if I'm right.
0457 736 736. Will you be watching that rubbish on Netflix with those two gooses? Now, what a waste of money from Netflix.
Mm.
Honestly.
But there's going to be millions that are going to watch it, so it's It's going to serve its purpose.
Roland in Penrith. Ah, your neck of the woods, Sats.
The ref.
Wants to have a...
Hello, boys. Hey,
good, Roland.
Hey, Roland, before you go, my son's moving to Penrith this weekend. He's got nowhere to live. Have you got a spare room?
Yeah, unlucky. I have got a spare room in Derby Street. Yeah, I do, actually.
His old man's paying the rent as well, mate. Anywhere up to $500 a week. All right.
Mate, I've got my son living with me, and I know I'm struggling to get less than a quarter of the rent out of him. So, yeah.
Mate,
anyway, I know how you feel, Sats. Don't worry.
you want to have a chat about crowds at the cricket?
Yeah, look. I've been an SEN listener nearly since day one, and I've got to tell you, this year or this last couple of months with everyone going on about the Australian team being on the nose, I'm not really that sure about that, because it goes back even further when you talk about crowds and interaction, even pre-COVID. I'm of the belief that since Channel 7 took over the coverage, there's been a fair drop in stuff, because unless you've got pay-per-view, you don't have any idea what's going on the 50-50 ODI games. The BBL, as far as too much cricket goes, is basically an NRL competition, and that's really all it is during the year.
Yep.
But Test cricket's the only thing we get to watch. There's no build-up or anything else that Channel 9, I'm not sitting here going Channel 9 are the gods, but the build-up pre the cricket season was enormous. Channel 7, you get nothing.
Yeah.
And I think that contributes to when people aren't going. I mean, that latest ODI series, the only reason I got to watch it was because my son plays for KO, and we nearly were going to go because we thought, hang on, there is a little bit of interest. But if we didn't have KO, I wouldn't have known what was going on.
That's true.
And there was no chance that we would have gone.
Yeah, we had a listener say that last night as well, that's not been the same since Channel 9 gave up the broadcast rights to the cricket. And now that Channel 7 have it, you don't know. And you're right, for some reason, earlier this year, just a month or so ago, they didn't even show the one days. So not even on those other channels.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, mate, look at it, the one day, since Channel 7 took over the cricket, we have not had a one day on free air since they took over.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
good
go
point.
Back and check the records and you'll find that's exactly the way it's been.
That's funny, isn't it? With so much access to sport these days. It's funny with the amount of live access we have to sport that's happened. Yeah, thank you very much,
hey,
Roland.
Thanks, mate.
Awesome.
Hey, listen, you'll be happy to know.
No worries.
You'll be happy to know that Andrew Webster, the Warriors coach, will be joining shortly
Former
on Sports
Parents
Day.
Assistant, yeah.
Mate, I'm a bull... Oh, yeah.
You're a what?
I'm
no,
a
no.
I don't go there with Panthers, please.
You don't like it, particularly the 2003 squad, right?
I hate the Panthers. I hate them passionately.
You should be.
I got two kids that love them, and I've got to put up with it.
You should be blindfolded and
fed Christmas pudding.
Dropped in the Nepean River, you should be.
We've got to go, mate.
Good.
Thanks, Roland. Cheers. By the way, Ian the Builder agrees with us. Shan't be watching a moment of the Harry and Meghan special on what is it, on Netflix. By the way, just on the cricket crowds, a media release was issued this afternoon by Cricket Australia saying there's a few thousand tickets left for the first day, the first test at the Gabba.
Good stuff.
Tickets from $30, kids $10.
Awesome.
So there you go. A few thousand, could be 20, I don't know. Mm. We don't know, but that is good news, going to be a crowd. Rebecca Sattler is joining us in the studio. Come towards the microphone, Rebecca.
She's not used to this.
Beck.
So hello, listeners.
We talk about you a lot on the air. People know you, Beck. Talk. You've got it. What's wrong with her?
She's shy. She's introverted.
Mate, she's not. She needs a wine. That's what she... Give her a couple of
Now, days. I just told a story, Rebecca, about you ordering baby octopus on Sunday, but you didn't want to eat any more baby octopus because they were small and you felt sorry for them. Is that the case?
Beck.
Because they weren't cut up, so they were in their natural form, looking very much like baby octopus. I'm sure that listeners will agree it's difficult to
eat. No.
What?
It was called baby octopus, but they looked like baby octopuses, so I couldn't eat them anymore.
How dare they?
And if you can't understand a word she's saying, she's from the South Island, New Zealand, so.
Don't embarrass her.
You've stitched me up.
Thank you, Beck.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. You are good fodder for the show, Rebecca. Good stuff. You should have seen the wine order she sent me today, by the way. Do you know about this, Scott?
No, I don't.
It's about $460.
What?
And I get a 10-cent discount. She's actually put the discount on there as well, saying, I'm going to pay this much. It's incredible. She's saying it's for clients and such.
Hey, Jace, Night Star Matty Johns has discovered he accidentally was presented his brother Andrew's 1997 premiership winning jersey by mistake. This is a funny story, this, isn't it? So after they won the comp in 97, beating Manly, they had the jerseys framed and he took it apart, the jersey, to try and clean some mould that was starting to form on the jersey. And when he saw the back of the jersey, it was the number 7. Not the number 6.
So he got his brothers.
That's hilarious. That'd be worth a fortune, that.
Absolutely it would be.
I wonder what that'd be worth on the open market. First Newcastle premiership. Only premiership in the ARL Super League split as well, 1997.
Well, who's got Matty's jersey?
Good point. Good question.
Has Joey got it? Has Joey washed the car with it?
Joey wouldn't even know where his frame is.
Right. No, that's right.
Have you ever kept any memorabilia?
No, but a mate of mine at a golf day a couple of years ago.
Is this weird memorabilia?
Well, no, I don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a golf day and Ian Healy gave up something to be auctioned off. My mate won the bid, but it was wicket-keeping gloves, right, of Heels' sign. One glove. It was just one glove.
What?
Did he frame it?
Oh, no, he gave it to his mum because she's a massive Heels fan, but
where's
the other glove? You wear two in a match.
You know Ben Ross, former front row, Queensland front row, played for Panthers, Souths and also Cronulla. I was fortunate enough to win a comp with him in 2003, and tremendous young guy, great player as well. And he was a mad Penrith supporter, grew up on the Sunshine Coast, mad Penrith supporter. Dad took him to the 1991 grand final. He would have only been single figures.
Excuse me for a minute, Scott. Yeah. Your wife wouldn't talk on the microphone, but now she won't shut up in the background.
Oh.
We're just trying to do a radio show here. Sorry.
And he grew up on the Sunshine Coast. He would have only been single figures, I think, age-wise. So he went mad Penrith supporter. They beat, of course, Canberra in that 91 grand final. So his dad apparently threw him over the fence and they cut out a big chunk of grass off the Sydney Football Stadium.
Nice.
He took that home.
Yeah.
And kept it for years. Obviously, it turned brown, but kept that patch of grass off the Sydney Football Stadium from the 1991 grand final.
Imagine if you planted that in your backyard and your whole backyard was the SFS now.
Good idea. Do you know, my dad used to take me and watch South Magpies, where Badge used to play when I was growing up. And I was a massive Mal Meninga fan and a South Magpies fan. And when I was 10, I was in the dressing shed and Mal Meninga was this huge man. He was only 20 or 21 himself, but he's sitting on the strapping table and he took this knee strapping off his knee, rolled it up and threw it at me. And I was only 10 and I was just watching him in awe. And I grabbed the ball of strapping tape from the age of 10 to just before my 17th birthday. I had that in my drawer next to my bed.
Did you have like little hairs stuck to it as well?
There was grass all over it as well. Yeah, so for about 6 or 7 years I kept that.
So should
weird memorabilia.
Yeah, have you got any? 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. Got to get to a break. Andrew Webster, the new head coach of the New Zealand Warriors, standing by next here on Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle, Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. The 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's most awarded large SUV ever. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Badge and Jace here. Sats and Jace here while Badge takes a holiday. Again, remember, 4 weeks on, 3 weeks off. That's the contract you need when you're starting a new job. In fact, we should have given this advice to this bloke before he signed his job at the Warriors as the head coach. You only work 4 weeks, like Badge. And then you have another 3 weeks off. That's the way to do it. Andrew Webster, the new head coach of the Warriors, joining us now on Sports Day. Evening, Andrew.
Anyway, I want that contract spoke about. Sounds good.
It's a good one, I could tell you that much. Now, we're going to talk to you about a lot of things, what's happening at the Warriors and what you're doing with changes and how they're looking for next year. But I read with interest, you've said you want to restore pride in the Warriors jersey. Can you tell us how you've started going about that?
Yeah, I think a lot of that came from a lot of questions regarding last year, comments made by players and staff that the boys, you know, didn't go out there and try today. They obviously don't value the jersey. I've been asked a lot that since I've arrived in New Zealand. So, you know, I've answered that question pretty strongly. Like, everyone will understand how important it is to wear the Warriors jersey and what it means, not only to themselves, but, you know, to the community and to all our Warriors fans. So we've started that process. The other process is obviously to restore it, is to play really well on the field in our performances and show a lot of resilience and effort around things we do for each other on the field. And we've started that by training really hard and putting a lot of work into the style of football we want to play.
Now, Webby, I commended you when I saw you in Auckland last week about a comment you made in the media saying you just, as a coach, you can't copy and paste when you go to another club and think it's going to work. And you spent some time previously at the New Zealand Warriors. Is it a different club and a different athlete with the home-based players in New Zealand when it comes to coaching the Warriors?
Yeah, I think a lot of things are similar, like a lot of things are, but I think you're right, it's very different. Like, I think there's three players that are here now that were here when I was here before. So we can't come up with coaches. The thing I struggle with is coaches want to come up with a style that they suits them and the way they like to coach to it. But we're not the ones going out and play. These boys are. So we've got to come up with a style they feel comfortable with that will work. But also, will it work in the NRL? Will it win your games? Is it a style that holds up under pressure? And things are definitely since I got here last time. But yeah, coaches, we've come up with a really style that we're happy with.
What about connection, Webby? I mean, it's really important as a group, and you were fortunate enough to coach at a club, the Panthers. Well, I've got to say, I've never seen a closer connection amongst a group of athletes, even players that aren't playing first grade at that time. But as a coach, do you have to let that evolve as inside the playing group, or is it something you can have a bit of an influence on as well?
Definitely have an influence on it by setting an environment where they enjoy themselves, an environment where they can actually be themselves. They're not trying to be someone they're not. And actually put them in opportunities where they can have fun with each other. So, yeah, we can have an impact on it, but organically that has to happen over time, because if I force it and try and generate it all in a really aggressive way, then all it's going to do is be a bit of fake energy. They actually don't probably feel that way about each other. And the moment you force relationships, you don't organically let them to happen, then that's when I don't think you get the results you want. But I can certainly give them opportunities where we put them in the right environment where it can organically happen. I agree with you. If they're well connected on and off the field, they're going to play some really good football.
Andrew Webster on the line with us here on Sports Day. Andrew, your name was touted with a few head coaching jobs for this year. What was appealing about the Warriors for you?
Yeah, the big thing for me was I've been here. I feel like it's always an advantage if you've been to a place. I feel like a lot of coaches and a lot of people in Australia don't understand the beauty of Auckland. They don't understand what a great place it is to live. They don't actually understand what the Warriors' DNA is all about. So because I've been here before, I've had that opportunity, and it's nowhere near as daunting for me. I've been asked this question a lot. If I had opportunity to go to other clubs, I don't know if I would have said yes to it, but just because I was really happy where I was at the Panthers. Everything was going well. We're obviously winning, but the moment I got this opportunity at the Warriors, I felt like it was the perfect opportunity for me to be, you know, my first time as a head coach. And I felt like I had a big advantage because I've been here before. And I went through the process of looking at the roster that was coming to the new players. I really liked what was already in place. I think the bones of a strong side. And I really like the vision of the owner, Mark and Cameron George, CEO. I like their vision of the place. And it was aligned with what I wanted as well.
Good signings. As you said, some really good recruits. Mitch Barnett, who I'm a big fan of. And we've got a lot of Kiwi listeners as well through SENZ. Tamari Martin's come back successfully last year. Chance Nickel-Klukstar, who's who's a really good player from the Raiders. Murata Niokora is an outstanding forward. Dylan Walker, another good player, and seems to have found a new role, not only utility, but more that number 13 role, the way that that number 13 jersey is heading. Will he be a player that you look at as more of a starting player as opposed to a utility?
Oh, no, I think Dylan will be that number 14 role. I think he'll only be a utility if there's an injury in the game or something happens. But Dylan, I think 80% of the time will be going on as that sort of middle forward, because I feel like the big advantage with Dylan, because he's an ex-outside back, is the speed at which he gets across the ground. So if he's running a tight forwards with good support and a really good pass around him, I think we've seen at Manly just how deadly he can be in that scenario. But the beauty about it is if something happened to an outside back or a 5'8 or a fullback or a centre, he can jump in that role comfortably. I reckon Dylan could even play edge back row.
Mm.
But if everything's fine and there's no injuries, Dylan will be coming off the field, giving us that energy to play in those positions. Last year, I saw him play 80 minutes for Manly at hooker and do a fantastic job. So I definitely see him as that versatility role, but if everything's fine, I'm excited about that middle forward role.
Yeah, I think you're right. He could play that real John Sutton role when they won the comp, sitting on that left-hand side as a bit like another 5'8". Now, a player that not many people have spoken about, I mentioned it to Cameron George, how excited I am for this young player, plays in the halves. I think he's going to have a breakout season, Webby. His name's Luke Metcalf. How's his pre-season been so far?
It's going really well. Luke's great. Luke's exciting. For those who don't know, Luke's come from the Sharks. He's an excitement machine. There wouldn't be many faster in the NRL. I think he's at the right age where he's starting to really work it out, trying to find his niche. He could definitely, and it's up to Luke. I reckon he could push everyone aside and jump out of the ground and not only take a spot starting spot, but show the rest of the NRL what he can do. But he's got some real competition at the moment because he's got Sean Johnson, Tamati Martin, as you've spoken about, and he's got a young guy, Ronald Volkman, who made his debut last year. He's only a pup himself, so it's a coach's headache at times, but it's also what you want. You want competition so that everyone's training as hard as they can every day.
Okay, we're going to loosen you up here a little bit, Webby. Okay, mm-hmm. We're going to find what's behind it. Andrew Webster. Okay, and a series of questions here. Okay, if you any player that you've coached over the years, any of one of those players that you've coached, who would you want to be for a week and why?
Who would I want to hang out with for a week?
No, who would you want to be? You take over their life for a week. Who would it be and why? Any of the players you've coached?
Well, the guy currently coaching, Tamati Martin, mate, he's the most relaxed guy I've ever met. So positive. Sees the best in every situation. He's got the most simple life. He loves hunting, fishing, relaxing.
So good.
I reckon that's me. Yeah. Get away and just chill.
No TikTok.
Doesn't have a care in the world.
Yeah, nice.
No TikTok, no phones, no reception, nothing.
Is there a player that you've come across that if asked to be Prime Minister for a day, who could handle the role?
Handle the role? I reckon Isaiah Yeo.
Yeah.
I reckon he's just one of those ones you'd let marry your sister. Like wow. There's not many blokes in footy I'd let do that. But he's just a champion guy, loves pressure, so calm, and he answers every question brilliantly. I reckon he'd be a great politician.
I saw a picture from his European holiday at the moment. He was standing next to a horse outside Windsor Castle, and I didn't know which one was Isaiah Yeo and which one was the horse because of the size of his head. But, okay. Who could potentially be the coach's pet at the Warriors this year?
Oh, this is good.
Coach's pet. A couple of boys bought me a coffee today, but I won't mention their names. That's like bringing the teacher an apple.
Exactly.
I reckon. You got me here. You got me teacher's pet. Well, I don't know. I think the boys are into me a little bit about Bailey Searin. I've coached him before. Bailey seems very confident and put a bit of crap on me at the moment. So I think that Bailey's my pet,
yep.
But I assure them he's not.
Great kid. Great kid. Okay, last two. Out of the coaching staff at the Penrith Panthers when you were there, I know you don't want to look back, you want to look forward, but who would have been the first to leave Mad Monday? I'm going to say high performance man Shane Elford, but I'm going to leave it up to you.
First, prefer, mate. There's a guy there called Tommy Lovell who's in the high performance staff, and he would leave early without telling anyone. There's a Peter Wallace would only leave if he was dragged out.
Yeah.
So Pete, he knows how to have a go. Mate, I tell you what, they're very well practiced in this area. The Panthers staff, they work extremely hard and know how to have a good time. So, yeah, there'd be a few leaving early, but Tommy Lovell, mate, Tommy Lovell.
No one probably knows,
but he's a good fella, Tommy.
We spoke to someone from the Panthers coaching staff.
It was Shane Elford.
It was Shane Elford, yeah, it was, on the Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Ivan Cleary was still going with Wallace.
Yeah.
They were still going.
I've heard Wallace not too bad. Now,
I was with Wall. I was with Wall and Ivan at the Labston Hotel on the Tuesday, and Spud came for a little bit and left early, which is Shane Elford. So you're probably right. Yep. Not great.
Dominated by his missus. Now, last one. Any player that you've coached and he had to tell a joke to save your life and make the room laugh, which player would it be?
Oh, who's the funniest guy? He's the funniest guy. The funniest guy, I reckon, would be Liam Martin. But you know when they're funny and they don't actually mean to be funny?
He gets nominated all the time.
He does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, because he's a grub, and he just, like, starts laughing at his own jokes. He's like, like that. And then everyone starts laughing at him more than the joke. So I'd say Marto at this stage.
Right, yeah. Andrew, we appreciate your time tonight on Sports Day. You must be excited and nervous as the 2023 season comes around.
I can't wait. I'm looking
forward
to it.
Yeah, you've been counting down since the end
of
September.
Forward to seeing the influence that Webby has on this Warriors side. I'm really looking forward to it.
You expect it straight away, Sats, or by what round?
No, straight out of the blocks.
Straight out of the blocks?
Yeah, they'll play an attacking brand of footy we haven't seen the Warriors play since 2002.
And defence right up there, less than 300 points next season, do you reckon?
Yep.
Yeah, done. Good, beauty. Andrew, good luck with it all, mate. Thanks for taking... no pressure. Thanks for taking time out to chat to us.
Thanks for the pressure, boys. Love it.
Talk this. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Hey, you still got a chance to win that Ziggy by Ziggler and Brown Barbecue this summer. Go to iCanWin.com.au. Sats, we're throwing a few things out tonight. And the text machine's blowing up again. And so do the phones. 0457 736 736. Who was your 80s crush growing up?
We've got plenty.
The passing of Kirstie Alley.
Yeah.
This afternoon, age 71, died of cancer, and she was a really good sort on the telly. So this is our tribute to Kirstie Alley. She was a beautiful lady.
Can you
mate.
Describe it with a little bit more class, please?
Well, actually, we've got Annette from Newcastle. Not very often we get a female listener calling through. Hello, Annette.
Hello.
Was that classy or not? Let you be the judge.
Right. What about...
The explanation of Kirstie Alley. She passed away this afternoon, 71, died of cancer, unfortunately. And we're doing your 80s crushes. And I thought I had a crush on her growing up in the 80s when she was on Cheers. Now, that's not creepy, is it?
I want to talk about my memorabilia.
Okay, let's move on to that, shall we? What do you got?
I have Robbie O'Davis's football boots from the 1997 grand final. He wore them in the first half of the grand final and then had to take them off because they had a hole in them.
Oh, really? So he was the Clive Churchill medalist in that game, wasn't he?
Yep.
And how did you get them?
The weird part is that, I won them off a radio station.
Right,
but
gotcha.
But apparently I put my story on Facebook and I got Robbie O contacted me and asked me where I got them. I said I won them, but apparently they weren't supposed to be put up for a competition, but they were.
Oh.
See, Robbie would run
He gave them to one of his mates. gave them to one of his mates, and he was supposed to keep them, but apparently he put them on the radio station for a competition.
So you still got them?
And I won. I still have them in my lounge room.
Yeah, good
They're
win.
In a glass case, my lounge room.
Good win.
Well
Annette.
Done.
Yeah. What part of Newcastle, Annette, are you in?
I live in Cardiff.
Nice.
Lovely.
Nice.
Have a nice night, Annette. Thanks for your call.
Yep. You. Bye.
Bye. 1300. Don't say anything. 1300 01 1170 is our phone number. Best piece of memorabilia.
Great player.
You've got, or even, it's a weird piece, isn't it? Because you got some sticky tape from Mao's leg.
Mao's knee when I was 10. Kept it for 6 years.
Craig from Maitland's been on the text. His crush growing up was Bo Derek.
I think it was everyone's.
Not mine. Oh, see, I'm not old enough. She was a little bit too early for me.
Brendan said, "What about the singer and Transvision Vamp?"
She was a stunning young lady. What's her name though? Is it Frida or something like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Listeners, 0457 736 736 is our text number. Craig from Maitland also says he will not be watching the Royals, not a fan. Yeah, no, and someone else said that as well who agrees with you, Ian the Builder. I think I mentioned
that. Do you know, ending in 554 has text in like their top three? No, it was from Carringbar. RIP Kirstie Alley. Absolutely, we concur. Hi, boys. Teenage crush. Number one, Barbara Eden.
I Dream of Jeannie.
I Dream of Jeannie. Number two, Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
And number three, Farrah Fawcett.
Married, Charlie's Angels.
Married Ryan O'Neill.
Oh, did
the
she?
Actor. Yeah.
Again, a little bit before my time, those ones.
Yeah, I don't think they are.
No, they are.
Trust me, I know how old you are.
Someone's claiming I do like Klinger from MASH. Yeah, I'm a big fan of, very good actor. We've got another caller here. Bill from Brighton's got a heartthrob for us growing up. Who is it, Bill?
Oh, mate, you could not go past the one and only Deborah Harry.
Oh, yes.
Remember
Blondie.
The film clip, Heart of Glass?
Yes.
Heart of Glass, mate. It's just literally pick me, roll me over, base me, and I'm cooked and done.
Okay. right, yeah. Now, listen, I don't want to sound creepy, but what about, Chris, God bless her soul as well, Chrissy Amphlett from The Divinals?
Yeah, she was pretty good, mate. Yeah.
So I always got Deborah.
A little bit loud.
Bill, I always got Deborah Harry and Kim Wilde mixed up growing up.
There you go, yeah, not good.
Yeah.
All right, Bill.
Boys, I always reckon Deborah Harry was Madonna before Madonna came along.
Good point.
Yep. Of course, thanks for your call, Bill. We're not just doing this because we're creepy or anything. It's because Kirstie Alley passed away today. One of those beautiful women on TV in the 80s and that TV show Cheers with Ted Danson. Hey, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, some more of your calls and texts. 0457 736 736. The lead singer of Transvision Vamp was?
Don't know.
There's a million texts there. Wendy James.
Wendy James. Shoe from Cronulla.
Brad the Owl.
Yeah, Budster.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks for keeping those. Keep those texts and calls coming through. 0457 736 736. Break time. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
No Badge, he's on holidays and he wouldn't be a part of this rubbish that's going on Sports Day tonight. We're going to move away from your crushes growing up.
We're going to come back to them because we've got to change tack a little bit. Yeah, it's getting really creepy.
Stream every NFL game this season live on NFL Game Pass. Visit NFLGamePass.com. You threw out the question before, what strange piece of memorabilia have you got?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah. And Ryan from Menai is on the line. G'day, Ryan.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, we're good, mate. What do you got?
So we grew up staunch Bulldog supporters, but we grew up in the Shire, so it was really rare we'd get to go out to Shark Park. Dad took us out in around probably 2011, 2012. Boys got the business done against the Sharks, and they've come up to the away section to get photos with the fans. And we're getting a photo with Sam Cassiano, my brother and I. My brother notices that the tag on the back of his jersey sort of sticking out and a little rip. So he grabs the back of his jersey, rips it off, and we've got a... This was when Cassiano was in his peak form. It was a 3XL Bulldogs jersey. We've still got the tag at home.
That's great, mate.
So just the tag.
Well, it's just the tag. It's like, I think it was one of when the classic, they were doing the classic jersey.
Yeah.
My brother had it in a frame for a while, but mum just couldn't see the appeal.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for your call, Ryan.
That's good.
Cheers, buddy.
That's good.
See you, mate.
No worries.
Trevor from Glendon Brook in the Hunter Valley joining us now. G'day, Trev.
G'day, Woogie.
How are you?
That's how you going, man.
Good, Trev.
Mate, we're just trying to get rid of the creepy factor at the moment. So you've got have you got a weird piece of memorabilia or good?
Yeah, can I start off with the Sheila I really liked growing up? It was the chick out of Lethal Weapon 2, you know, the blonde one, okay. Patsy Kensett.
Yeah, she was married to Liam Gallagher.
That's right.
Let's try not use the term Sheila as well. That'd be great.
Yep.
Mate, what do you got? We've got about 50 seconds.
Right, I've got Sats's boots and I believe his jersey, if it's true, from his grand final win.
Well, the jersey's actually on my wall.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the boots, mate, you signed them to Woodsy. Is that correct? Reserve grade catcher's young bloke was on the sideline.
Yeah, so Woodsy is a guy, Dave Woods. His son was the ball boy.
Ball boy, that's it?
That's it.
Right. Yeah, so I got him off Matty Woods, his brother.
There you go.
What, did you pay for him?
No, I gave them to him.
But how did Trevor get it?
Well, yeah, he would have given to him. But, I just got him off Matty. But because I love your show, I'm on my way home from work. I listen to it most days. And I really like that. Still there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Our music stuff. I'm happy. I want Sats to have them back if he'd like them.
No, you enjoy them.
Oh, that's nice.
You enjoy them. They're blades. The boots are blades.
Black boots with...
Give it to someone whose last name is Wood. Do that. All right. See you, mate. We're going to run Trev. Thanks for calling, mate. Thanks for listening. See you, mate. All right, there you have it. There you go. Geez, I hope he didn't pay a high price for
that
jersey.
I wonder where they ended up.
There you go. Trev's got them.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want them back?
No, I don't.
I'll take them. I'll sell them again.
Bad tinier in them.
Hey, listen, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, more of your calls and texts. There are a ton of them. We'll get to those as well. Plus, Tuesday, true or false. Send them through.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
No Badge. He's on holidays at the moment. He's got one of those contracts where he works three and works four and has 3 weeks off. Mm. Welcome to the second hour, all our listeners through the SEN network and the Super Radio network. Gee, the text machine and the phone line is blowing up tonight for McDonald Jones Homes. 1-300-01-1170 if you want to be a part of the show, or 0457-736-736. That is the number as well. What better way to kick off hour two of the show than having Adrian on the line? Now, Adrian, you've got a crazy bit of memorabilia.
Yeah, I do actually. William, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, good, Adrian. Good. Sats has got a question to ask you after your story.
Yeah. Have your dulcet tones too, Woogie.
All right, mate, just get on with it.
I don't start calling the shots. What? It's mine and Sats's show. Sats, what do you got to say, mate?
Sit
back.
I'm going to ask you, well, I'll ask you now, will you be part of our Christmas special show?
What?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'll challenge anybody to an arm wrestle for twice as many beers. Anybody, I don't care who it is.
Right. You know the worst thing is now Adrian's now doing gear.
I come from a good stock. My father was never beaten in an arm wrestle. He used to beat, he was about 85, 90 kilo, crazy Italian. He worked in concrete. And he used to beat, big footballers, truck drivers, smashed a lot of them.
I reckon Rob from Blacktown would smash you in an arm wrestle.
Yeah, why do you say that?
Oh, because apparently he trains a lot.
Well, he'd want to, I tell you. Bring it on.
I reckon Annette from Newcastle, we had on the line earlier, would as well. But anyway, we move on. Listen, no, what Sats is saying, can you listen for once? Sats wants to know if you want to be one of our guests on our Christmas special. He wants to get all our great callers on air.
Mm.
And who have you come up with, Sats?
Well, there's Adrian, there's Danger, there's Glenn.
Oh, this is a nightmare. Apart from Danger.
Annette's now a caller.
Yep.
We've had plenty this week as well. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Mate, what piece of memorabilia have you got? I'm looking forward to getting with me.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, Maurice Greene, the sprinter, was during the Olympic Games back in my day as a journalist, because I was an award-winning journalist as well back in the day, Woogie.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that, did you?
So you got Maurice Greene's, the sprinter, the US sprinter.
He got one of his shoes. He was doing warm-ups, so I grabbed out one of his shoes and just kept it.
So you stole his shoe?
No, I didn't steal it. I pilfered it.
Yeah, you're a thief. You're an absolute thief.
No, I'm not a thief. No, I picked it up accidentally. I thought it was a telephone, a bit like Maxwell Smart, but yeah, that's it.
Mm.
All right. Thanks, Adrian, for your call. Cheers.
Bye. So Steve from Dubbo, he said he'll take on Adrian in any form of physicality.
you really want him on our Christmas special?
I do.
That's going to ruin Christmas Day for a lot of people.
Mm.
Quick poll. Who wants Adrian as a part of our Christmas special? So you're locking in Glenn. You're locking in Danger. I'm all for Danger.
Yep.
I'm starting to feel sorry for Glenn. We haven't spoken to him for a while.
Mm.
But Adrian, no chance. I'd rather Steve from Dubbo have one of our funniest texters. Why can't we have him on?
I want all our callers over the last two nights as well. A lot of new callers over the last two nights. Thank you very much.
He also had a question, and thankfully I cut him off and saved our audience. About your shout next year, where is it happening? It's not. It's a joke.
No, it is happening.
Sats wouldn't shout of a shark.
No, it's going to happen. Round one of the NRL next year. I'm going to try and organise it for the Friday night of round one, and we're going to try and have it at the Greenwood at North Sydney.
Well, are you going to pay for it?
I'll pay for it. Absolutely, I will. Hmm. It's a tax write-off anyway, so because it's clients.
Of course, you've got that big tax bill, haven't you?
Yep.
Glenn has texted us and said it's a sad afternoon with the sad passing of Kirstie Alley. Yeah, it was.
Mm.
One of the greats when we were growing up. That Cheers show was one of the best shows ever made. Her and Ted Danson and Woody Harrison and Norm and Cliff. Remember Cliff?
Mm-hmm.
The postie?
Yep.
He says, R.I.P. Kirstie Alley and my crush. Oh, no, that's not him. He said, who wasn't into Klinger from MASH? Not me.
Yeah. I've just got to say, you've created a monster with the Kirstie Alley and, you know, some of our great sitcom crushes over the year, and it's gone into sport as well. Jason said, what about Gabriella Sabatini?
Yep. But it's, yeah.
Joni from Happy to Steve at Raymond Terrace. My mum grew up on Raymond Terrace Road, East Maitland.
Did she?
I grew up watching Erin Moran. Joni from Happy Days.
Yeah, but she was a teenager.
Mm. So did I?
Yeah. Oh, no, as a teenage boy, I get it.
Yeah.
But didn't the Fonz have a crush on her as well?
Oh, come on. Stop it. He was creepy, the Fonz. We've spoken about him.
Again, any guy who has an office in the female toilets and says, hey, alarm bells. There are red flags everywhere, guys.
Yep.
He wears a leather jacket in summer. Right? Alarm bells.
Yep.
Go ahead, Seth.
And he was in love with Pinky Tuscadero, remember?
And Laverne and Shirley, wasn't he?
Afternoon, Jess. Love your program. My all-time crush, Ashley Judd. Loz. What was her favourite movie? I reckon it was Time to Kill.
Yeah, now what was the one where Double Jeopardy?
Mm.
That was another good one of Ashley Judd's as well. Guess who's on the line now? It's Pest Night tonight on Sports Day.
Pest Night Tuesday.
Oh, for God's sake. Glenn, hello.
Hello, Justin. How are you?
Terrific.
What's going on, Glenn?
Lovely to hear your dulcet tones.
Isn't this the worst nightmare, having Adrian followed by Glenn?
Toolman thinks so.
Oh, come on.
Mm.
Justin, I was just ringing up to accept your invitation to be on the Christmas show.
Okay.
Thank you very much. And I won't be taking on Adrian in an arm wrestle.
Yep. I want to throw Adrian, Danger and Glenn in a cage fight.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Last man, last person to leave the cage is allowed to keep ringing on the show.
Fair call.
Would you? How would you go against
danger?
Danger. No, no, but you're in it
I'll
as well.
Danger.
You're, so danger will beat you up as well.
Oh, I'll gladly lay down for danger.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Anything else? Is there anything you want to talk about? We've got people waiting.
That was it. I just wanted to gladly accept your invitation to be on the Christmas.
I don't like this Christmas
Thank
special.
Thank you. Hey, can I talk about, we had a lot of opinions last night, Jace, Woogie, about the cricket, people's opinion of why people aren't going, whatever that may be.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple of texts here also about Channel 7. We had a caller earlier on who spoke about the coverage. Hi, all cricket coverage 7 is not real great. I'm not going to use the word. Fox Cricket is the best. Over the ads, though, even on pay-per-view. Bring on the test Thursday. So there are a lot of people, that, from all reports, that are quite excited about the day-night test. Evening, fellas. The ACB, the Australian Cricket Board, has shown they are a poorly run organisation. Can't read the room. Let the players run the game. Mucked around and tried a tried-and-true schedule. Chopped the Gabba test because of an average stadium. You touched on that yesterday. Yeah. Why isn't the first test at the Gabba?
Yeah, if it's not broken, why try and fix it? That was all, the last week in November. Can I just say, I think the day-night test will be a lot better because you've got a choice of watching that.
And it's different.
Or someone trying to make fake ice vovos. I know I'm going to watch the cricket. Have you seen that show?
Oh, the new snack show.
Well, seriously, have we run out of ideas? Well, just go and buy a packet of ice vovos. They're $2.
Well, there's a Lego show on. That's award-winning.
This followed the Lego show. Like, so you got snakes. Just go and buy them. They're $2 at the servo.
Nick from Newcastle. I stopped watching cricket when the Aussie team started taking a knee. I just have it on the radio on SCN in the background now. Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, good call. Geez, people still love their opinion on the Australian cricket team, don't they? One here. We were talking about Christmas foods earlier, and I can't believe Sats does not like Christmas pudding.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Horrific.
Sporty Gav from Newcastle has weighed in on this great debate. My favourite food at Christmas is the homemade shortbread biscuits from my beloved mother. Also, the South Korean goalkeeper trying to save a penalty kick from Neymar was TikTok dancing the whole time. It was ridiculously so funny, Sporty Gav in Newcastle. See, I'm not a big fan of mince pies.
No, again, I think the person who invented the Christmas pudding also had a say in the mince pies. They're horrific. They're disgusting.
They're what?
Disgusting.
They're disgusting. do you want to do some sports news? Mike Hussey has urged Australia not to muck around with Travis Head like they did with Uzi Khawaja. Head has previously struggled overseas, but Hussey believes they need to stick with him and they will reap the rewards. Well, he started all right, hasn't he? He made 100.
99.
And made 100 in the one days or something, and 99 off 95 balls. So, yeah.
And filled in bowling, rolled his arm over a few times as well when we had some injuries.
He's one of the guys in the Australian cricket team I do like.
He's not going anywhere.
No.
And we had him on the show last week and he was very entertaining as well. So.
Well, we asked him if he liked electricity.
Yep.
He says, I like everything.
I like everything. How good is he?
Yeah, I love him.
I mean, his age says that he's at the back end of his career and looks like that he's in the twilight, but his form is outstanding. Yeah, outstanding.
I like Uzi. I mean, I love watching a few of those boys in that team. What do you make of Carey's keeping? It's all right while we're winning, isn't it? I still don't think he's up there. I still don't think, but I don't know who else there is.
Well, to be honest, I don't know the finer details of keeping, so I don't know how he's going, to be honest.
What about Tom Brady today? Now, there's talk that he may be going back to the New England Patriots.
He's 56.
It's incredible. He's single, though. He's single now. He might need the money for his divorce. He led a magical comeback against, who they play? New Orleans Saints today. Now, the Buccaneers, where are the Buccaneers? That's
under your bucking hat.
On your bucking head. They trailed 16-3 with 5.5 minutes left, and he got them home.
He just marched
17-16.
Marched them up the field. And, you know, this is what happens when you play against people like Brady. And Darren Lockyer in rugby league is another one. In the final stages of games, when Cameron Smith was another, final stages when you know that person, that team's coming, and there's not much you can do about it. You can't stop the momentum. And that's what's so great about Tom Brady is that he's so composed in the moment. And as an opposition side, like New Orleans were today and Atlanta Falcons in that memorable Super Bowl years ago, you know Tom Brady's just going to slowly keep marching up the field and there's not much you can do about it. You sit back and you stargaze and you watch.
So that's now you know how us New South Wales supporters feel at Origin time. When we think, how many times have New South Wales won a game except for the last tackle? Where Queensland managed to score a length of the field try. Or
Billy will pop up. Happened time and time again.
Or that big fella, man.
And that's, again, it's a really good example, Jace, because New South Wales for so many years, and I remember talking to Laurie Daly about it once, and he said the problem with it is you can see the body posture of the body language of the players when the last 6 or 7 minutes and everyone is saying, oh, they'll come home. They'll come home. And you know it as an opposition player as well. You know that they're going to come home and there's not much you can do about it. And when you've got that mindset, you're halfway beaten already.
As a fan sitting in the living room watching it, you know it's not over.
Mm.
You just pray to God that they make a mistake. It's just incredible the amount of times Queensland has done that and also Tom Brady. Hey, Bulldogs signed Bronson Cherry after his 4-year ban. Now, that's for 2024-25 season. Of course, he copped the 4-year ban in 2019 for, was it steroids?
Yeah, it was steroids. 19 years of age, had a breakout season. There's many that believe he probably shouldn't be allowed back. There are some areas in sport where you probably shouldn't be allowed back. The steroids and a 4-year suspension. It was not only disappointing, but a lot of will say he's only 19 years of age. Has he been manipulated by others, whatever that may be? And many would say after 4 years, why would you even offer him a contract when he hasn't played for 4 years? Now, it's going to take a long time to get his timing back. But in saying that, his contract won't be substantial. It'll be like a development contract or a minimum wage contract at best. But it's going to take him a while to get his timing back. But by the time he comes back, he's only 23 years of age.
He's done his time, and he was a really good player, Sats. Really.
Very good. Well, but it was good. We know.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
We now know why he was so powerful and quick because of the steroid program that he was on at the time.
But wouldn't it be a great story that he learnt his lesson from that 4 years and he comes back, redeems himself, not only off the field, but on the field? What a great story that would be for a man who's still young.
Well, more off the field than on the field, because if you continue training for long periods after having an illegal substance in your system, you can still keep some of those levels of whether it's power, speed, whatever it may be. I hope Bronson Cherry doesn't come back in and he expects to, after his first year, sign substantial contracts from a monetary point of view. He's got to do his time again.
I think he will realise that.
Absolutely.
And I think this could be a really good story, Sats.
I hope so. Absolutely.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think we need to. And I think a lot of those areas I was of the belief that a lot of the Cronulla players that were embroiled in the peptide scandal shouldn't have been allowed back in the game. As I get older, I start to soften a little bit.
Okay, so you're okay with Bronson Cherry going to the Bulldogs? Are you okay with that?
Or I'm not quite sure yet.
Right, okay.
It's only unearthed over the last 3 or 4 days. So I'm not quite sure yet, Woogie. 4 years, that's a serious matter to spend 4 years out of the game. At 19 years of age, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mike from Googong, Texas. Guys, watch Christmas with Delta on Saturday night. A concert carol's good show. Not a chance. I love Delta. I think she's a great performer.
I'll watch anything with Delta in it.
Well, that's creepy.
No, that I respect her. She's got a great voice.
Mate, she's a very, very, very good performer. But I don't do carols. I do not do it. I've never taken my kids to Carols by Candlelight.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You used to go to the school Carols by Candlelight because our kids went to the same school.
No, that was a Christmas concert. That wasn't Carols by Candlelight.
It's still Christmas carols.
I only went because you could take an Esky. And it was a Catholic school.
You actually could, couldn't you?
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
I'd have to get an Uber home. But seriously. You know, I complained about that once on air at my previous job.
That it went too long?
Yeah, didn't it?
It is painful, isn't it? As much as we love our children, it is a painful 4 hours of your
particularly if you run out of stuff in the esky.
Especially when the same different grades sing the same carol.
Yeah, I know. And you can't even hear them. And let's be honest, they're terrible singers. But what I'm talking about the Christmas carols where like Humphrey and
yeah,
someone
never
else.
Been to one.
Never taken the kids to
well,
one.
Humphrey doesn't sing too much.
No.
Humphrey does not sing Christmas carols.
But
I don't
you
know
when
he
turns up.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Be quiet, Jack. Tom Trbojevic has come out today and spoken of his admiration for Desi as a coach. And
as he would.
Believes he will turn up somewhere else.
Yeah.
As a head coach.
Whether he does or not. And there's some in that are saying, you know, why they keep talking about Desi and just let it go. Well, he had a pretty big influence on Tom and Jake's life. And to be quite honest, Tom and Jake, they've got such great humility that when asked the question about Desi, of course they're going to say really good things about him. And yeah, if they would have said, I don't want to comment about that, we need to move forward, well, the headline would have been fallout between Hasler and Trbojevic. So, you know, they've got great respect for the game, great respect for Desi as well, and that doesn't surprise me at all.
Former NRL rising star has been jailed, Sats.
Nessie Fainu. Yeah, 4.5 years. This is after the incident, of course. We've read about this at great length about his involvement in a serious stabbing at a church dance, and 4.5 years, not enough.
You don't think so?
Well, we're not the jury here. We're not the judge either. But
what was the maximum he could have served?
25 years.
Jeez.
So
it is pretty light, isn't
he's
it?
He's very lucky. Anyone's got to go to a fight with a knife. Yep. As a coward. So.
Texts on 0457 736 736 for McDonald Jones Homes. Birthday sale on now. Bronson Cherry, Steve from Dubbo, the only chance Bronson will have is if he has the right people around him off the field.
Absolutely, Steve. And Brewster Muzz says he wasn't involved in the peptide scandal. Yeah, I realise that. Two completely different scenarios. But you are right, Steve. Whoever's around him is going to have the biggest influence.
Got a lot of Christmas. Oh, I just saw a really good cricket text here come through from 393. Put your name on it and where you're from. Channel 7 doesn't have all the legends that 9 had for cricket. Ponting, Hayden, and now Langer have to carry the load. They need a few more champions in the commentary box. This is from Toronto Rod. I actually love Punter. I think Ponting's the best commentator in cricket right now. JL was really good.
Really good.
But I reckon that'll wear thin after a while. You know, he's that, it's ultra positive, which is, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, but that's got to wear thin after a while. Haydos, I don't think they're using him properly. I saw one cross to him and he was selling sunscreen. No, but I'm serious. Yeah, I'd love to hear.
He's got great insight.
Absolutely.
Matthew Hayden.
And I don't know, I didn't see enough of it to see what else he did. But I'd love to hear Haydos in that box while opening batsmen are facing that new Cherry and what it's like.
Well, both he and Justin Langer formed one of the greatest opening partnerships. It would be great to hear from them during those early stages, those early overs.
I've got to say, I didn't mind Channel 7. I didn't turn on Fox only because I was too lazy to hit the KO button. And I just turned the telly on and there was Channel 7. I actually didn't mind the Channel 7 coverage. I thought it was quite good. And again, I'll say to you, I'm a massive fan of Ricky Ponting. His insight into the game is amazing.
Yep.
And look what he did when he was one of the assistant coaches under Justin Langer for the Australian cricket team.
Do you know when Ricky Ponting, I listened to a really good podcast, The Howie Games with Ricky Ponting, and I might have some ages wrong, but I think he was 13. He played in under 16 national championships for Tasmania.
Yeah.
And out of the 5 games they played, he scored 4 centuries.
Yeah.
And then at the age of 14, he had his own bat deal.
There you go.
That's how good he was.
I played a golf day with him, and I was in his group once down in Launceston. And I've never seen a bloke hit a golf ball that far, Sats, and straight. Unbelievable.
All the cricket players are very good golfers, whether it's the eye to detail that they've got, or they've got so much time on their hands when they tour. That's all they do is they play a lot of golf.
Right, yep.
In more serious notes, Mike has texted in and said, Chris, mince pies make your fart smell like burning car
right,
tyres.
No, you can't. You can't say that.
Well, Jack put it across as a text to read out. Blame Jack.
I'm just reading this text that's come through in capitals. Please don't text us in capitals. In fact, I'm not going to read it because it's in capitals. It's rude. 0457 73. Well, Well, okay, you're kidding yourself. You're kidding, firstly, Sats, and you, Mamboo. Is this from Mamboobs?
Oh, no.
Also, if Bronson Cherry is given any benefit of the doubt, Cherry dominated from a very young age, coming through junior teams and then in the NRL with an unfair advantage. Well, we don't know that from a young age.
Mm.
We don't know that. Yeah, he's done the same as a cheating Olympic sprinters, so he should be a life ban.
Well,
4 years, when you're 19 years of age, is a healthy ban.
Now, but can I say to you, Jace, you know, in the NRL's favour, there is a lot of education around illicit drug use, sports enhancement drugs.
As there should be.
It's education 101 with all players. They're aware of the outcomes. But in some cases, and only very, very few cases that we've seen in the history of the game, some still want to take a shortcut.
Oh, I get that, mate. Yeah. I get that. And I get the fact that, you know, he had an unfair advantage over other players. I get that. But 19 years of age when he got caught, are you going to ruin the rest of his life? Or are you going to give him a fair ban of 4 years? I think that's fair, maybe five, but, you know, we're splitting peas now. But don't you think that's enough? Let the guy have another crack and clear himself up, get back to playing football on a level playing field and see how it goes. Why ruin the kid's life? He's only 19 years of age.
Mm. Well, he'll play New South Wales Cup for a large portion of those first couple of years, you would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, quite frankly, I don't think he'll be up to the standard physically, being out for so long. You know, like I said, the timing takes a long time to get back. The one thing he's got on his side is youth. And, yeah, 465, you are right. He did go down a road which resembles what Olympic sprinters are willing to do to win a gold medal.
Mm. And don't call Sats man boobs. It's not nice. The 7-seat Kia Sorento large SUV brings you Sports Day. Back in a moment with a sports update. Also, we're going to get to Tuesday True or False, where we throw up a couple of scenarios and we get a true or false out of it. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. Back in a moment.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Welcome back to the show. Sats and Jace here tonight. Join Robson Civil Projects. Jobs at robsoncivil.com.au. Wild thing, Lance Morris. Yesterday called into the test squad after an impressive Sheffield Shield campaign where he's taken 27 wickets so far. Does he get in ahead of Nisa? Does he get in ahead of him? I don't think so.
Scott Boland's in.
Yeah. But there's talk that we could go in with two new pacemen, Boland and Nisa.
Oh, well, based on form.
But Nisa swings that. He played in that pink test last year, I think it was, and absolutely killed it. So, yeah, should he? I don't know. Or do we unleash Wild Thing? By the way,
Lance Morris is probably, it's a probably good opportunity with Nisa, who's already played Test cricket and still should be there. Lance Morris is, and against the West Indies, is probably a good, probably the ripe time to debut him against West Indies, who are, you know, let's be fair, who aren't the West Indies of old, but probably a really good chance to see how he handles the whole Test experience.
Mm. There's a text here. Jeepers, the host is a bit of a text gatekeeper. He reads out man boobs himself, but then seems to object to Sat saying fart in my text. All good. I'll keep listening, but do as I stay stuff there.
You know you're still on, you know you're on air at the moment.
Am I? Oh, hi. Hi, everyone. Hey, what about this England-Pakistan test match? It was on a highway. This pitch was flat as. England made about 600 in the first innings. Pakistan made 500 and something. England went back out and made 200 and something runs in about 30 overs. In that first innings, they made 506 runs on the first day. They were going at 7 and over at one stage.
Well, four of the first five batters scored centuries.
Yeah.
Never seen that before in Test cricket.
And then Pakistan were chasing something modest. It was about 300 and something.
334, I think it was.
To win in that. And it went down to the last 10 minutes of daylight. What an amazing test match. And it's exciting. You know, what Brendan McCallum is doing for England cricket on a red ball cricket is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And also Ben Stokes, a skipper. It's just a positive attitude.
Wasn't that long ago when Ben Stokes, many were calling for him never to play test cricket ever again or even represent England because of the incident that he was involved in the streets of England when he was sticking up for a mate.
Mm. Incredible test match. It's being slated as one of the greatest tests of all time. In fact, the curator of the pitch was that embarrassed about what he turned out. He thought there's never going to be a result. This was after the first day with England.
Talk about great test matches. Remember that test match at Adelaide last day and it only ever looked like being a draw?
Yeah.
In the Ashes it was.
Yeah.
And then they just unleashed Warnie.
Yeah.
Waller just rolled them all.
Remember that test match where Captain Grumpy was in the change rooms? And I think we needed 3 to win or something like that. And he threw the ball down in disgust. Was it Craig McDermott giving out down the leg side? I think it was.
Is that when he was abusing him in the field?
Yeah, probably.
No, they're in the field. And he said, I'll send you home. Come here.
I think that was in England in a
93,
in a
I think
game.
It was. Yeah.
No, this is the one at the Adelaide Oval. And it got so close against the West Indies. And I think Craig McDermott, they believe he tickled one down leg side, but he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And he was given out. Well, I think we're about 3 balls or 3 runs short for the day. So, World Cup results overnight. Brazil thrashed South Korea this morning 4-0. So Brazil will take on Croatia.
They're looking good, Brazil.
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
Are they the faves, you reckon?
Jack, Brazil the favourites? Up there, he said.
Thanks, Jack. Well,
France will be tough.
There's only 8 teams left. I think Jack's got them top 3.
So yeah.
That's good. Croatia defeated Japan 3-1. I know there's more than 8 teams left, Jack, because we haven't had all the round of 16s. Croatia defeated my team, Japan, 3-1 on penalties. 1-1 after 120 minutes, and they went down. Can I just say, I'm going to miss seeing the Japanese coach on the sideline in 80-degree temperatures in a 3-piece suit.
Mm.
And just hair immaculate, doesn't get emotional. Like, doesn't get angry or anything like that.
Not like the fans.
Well, mate, the fans.
They're the most emotional fans I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, but not angry.
No.
They're happy, even when they lose.
They clean the grandstands up.
We should get them out, like, to cricket. We should get the Japanese into cricket, and they can clean up, if they want, of course. I'm not making them. But, you know, the cup snakes at the SCG or something. How good are they? They're banned. I can't believe that. Anyway, World Cup later on tonight, 2 a.m. New South Wales time. Morocco taking on Spain. Spain should win that, according to Jack. 6 a.m. game's hard to pick. Portugal versus Switzerland. This is going to be a great game. We worked it out off air, though, didn't we?
What's that?
On who's going to win this. Based on food, what would you prefer, Swiss cheese or Portuguese chicken?
Portuguese chicken.
That wins.
Mm.
By all means, add Swiss cheese to the Portuguese sandwich, chicken sandwich. But
it is my favourite cheese, I've got to say. Better than Blue Vein.
What?
Is that the one that stinks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blue cheese. Yes.
Blue cheese, that's it, yeah.
It's not good for you. 60 years of family culture. Join the Robson Civil Projects teams for the opportunity of a lifetime. Some text messages before we go to a break.
Yeah, on 465, Morris should wait his time. Nisa deserves a go after being stuffed around so much during the Big Bash, along with Sweppo carrying the drinks in an extended squad. Robbed of playing Big Bash for the Heat. Yeah, keep them back, didn't they? Was it last season?
Yeah, that's right. Crushers, is it safe to go back to some of these now?
Yeah. So I've got to say just really quickly, and we're not going to read out all of them because there are so many texts, but I've got to say Samantha Fox is probably leading from the crushes of our listeners.
Daisy Duke's there as well.
Daisy Duke, Samantha Fox.
Hi, Sats and Woogie. Crush was CJ out of Baywatch. I made out I was drawing in my pool thinking she would... Drowning in my pool thinking she would save me. Were you, what, giving yourself mouth-to-mouth, Grafton Bronco?
Chocker from Hawk's Nest said, what about Michelle Pfeiffer? In a really good movie called Dangerous Minds.
Yes, she was.
Mm.
Farrah Fawcett, again, before my Charlie's Angels, right?
Yep.
Mm. Mm. Evening Legends, my crush as a lad was Singrid Thornton and Sally Field, the Rattleaid Rooster. Geez, there's some Rooster supporters on listening to the show. Boys, always had a huge crush on Elle Macpherson. Well, who didn't? And she still looks incredible now. She sure does. Scotty in Cronulla. If you're just joining, the reason we're asking this is because sad news this afternoon. Kirsty Alley, who I had a bit of a crush on.
But she was a heartthrob, wasn't she?
From Cheers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Growing up. She has passed away, age 71. Too young. Way too young. She passed away of cancer this afternoon. So.
Tim the Toolman, lads. What about Delveen Delaney? And she was Strop's wife, wasn't she?
Yep. She was too, yeah.
I always felt a little bit uneasy about how Delveen and Paul Hogan always played that role where that cheeky little risque role. And I always thought, what's Strop think about this?
Yeah. Well, he was standing there with a life-saving cap on.
And zinc on his nose inside.
Yeah. Not the hottest look.
No.
And Hogan's had the guns out and the cut-off sleeves on the shirt. Anyway, we digress. Let's go to a break. This is Sports Day. Thanks to Kia. When we come back, Tuesday, true or falses. If you've got one for us, chuck it up at us. 0457 736 736.
Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car. They made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats. We'll be back soon. Kia didn't just make an 8-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, welcome back to it. Time for Tuesday True or Falses, where we throw up a few scenarios to each other, and you can throw some at Sats in particular. 0457 736 736. True or false, Sats? And Jack, who's just jumped in the studio.
Have you got a true or false, Jack, have you?
Yeah, I've got one.
Okay.
Can I ask you this one from 912? Ronaldo spends more time in front of the mirror before a game, or Sats did, from Brisbane Eel.
Before a game or Sats did.
Oh, who did it?
So true or false, Ronaldo spends more time in front of the mirror than
Sats.
Than I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd say true.
I'd say false.
Yeah. Oh, I reckon Ronaldo spends an inordinate amount of time there.
What word did you use then?
Inordinate. Okay. You know, he might get
what?
He might actually get dropped
from Portugal.
The next game. Yeah, he might not start.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, he'll crack it, won't he?
Well, he might do the walk down like he did against United.
They're worse than tennis players, these soccer players, aren't they? Mm. Sats, Mitch Moses is crazy for not accepting $1 million at the Eels. True or false?
True.
Yeah.
I think true. Yeah, I think whether he's sitting back and holding off because of money, well, he's not going to get much more than that. And you want to do it before the season starts. You and I spoke about this last night, didn't we? The three of us were speaking about it off air. And because if you start the season and you don't start off out of the blocks really quickly, that price tag could drop significantly. And then you've got another young player by the name of Dylan Brown who they want to invest their future in as well. So if he's going to hold off, he's going to look at it. I don't think he's going to look from a monetary point of view. I think he's going to look at it more, where's my ability to win a comp?
Okay.
Right. And they're one step closer to winning a comp, Parramatta, which they haven't been able to get to in recent years.
Right, yeah. You got one?
True or false? BBL will be affected crowd-wise just about their beliefs from around their national team.
False.
True or false? False?
False.
No? Yeah. Do you think they'll turn up?
Yeah. It's family. Lots of kids go. It's 3 hours over and done with.
Do you find the T20s getting longer and longer now?
Well, they are. They have been because they've been having reviews.
True.
By the way, we're doing this for greyhounds as pets, finding homes for incredible greyhounds. Another one here for you. True or false, West Tigers will win the grand final in 2023. That's from Michael from Des Moines.
Michael, false, but I say that hoping that the West Tigers make the finals.
Another one here. Will history repeat itself, Sats? Spain beat Australia in second round and went on to win World Cup. So Argentina beat Australia, so maybe it's history repeating itself. True or false? Cheers, Toronto Rod.
True, Rod. I hope Argentina win it for Lionel Messi. He's a good man. True or false? Christmas bonbons are crap.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's not
the bonbon, it's the hat. I can dig the jokes, but it's the stupid hat. Because you're sweating and it sticks to my forehead.
You've got grown adults that are pulling going, yay, I won.
What'd you win?
You don't really win anything, do you?
No. I've got a friend who makes her own for us. So mine will have a little bottle of whiskey in it.
Mm.
And everyone has a gift related to them, unless the kids grab it.
Ending in 744. Hi, boys. Poor Beck throwing her under the bus about the octopus, how it's got like his beef cheeks.
That was early in the show.
Beef cheeks. Oh, yeah, the food beef check. Served with or without the cow head present. Kate from Surfers Paradise. I think I know who Kate is.
Well, yeah, who? You know what I want to say? She a big fan of yours, Kate?
She's a big fan of my wife, Beck.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, I'm positive it's the same Kate.
I think it looks like Beck's number. Personally.
No, it's not Beck's number.
Greyhounds make wonderful pets. Head to gapnewsouthwales.com.au to find your perfect new family member. Got to go to break when we come back. Kids, stand by. Sats' last laugh, not too far away, here on Sports Day.
Kia didn't just make an eight-seat family car, they made a grand utility vehicle. Kia Carnival GUV. This is Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
You're right over there. Did you just concuss yourself with your headphones? Welcome back to it. Sports Day, last segment already. Jeez, what are you doing for tea tonight?
You Foods.
Oh, nice. I'm going on a date with Aria, the evil twin.
The evil twin.
Yep, we're going to Runaway Leagues for a $12 palmy. How good's that?
How good's palmy?
I know. Mum's got a mum and a Marnie. I don't know what's happening in my house. They're becoming cultured and I don't like it. They're off to the Nutcracker.
Is that a like a play? Is it a musical?
Well, I told her it's, you know, those Jackass movies. I've told her it's Jackass and they just kick each other.
Between the legs.
Yeah, between the legs.
No, it's not.
No, New Farm Australian through and through. For those listening on the Gold Coast on SEN 1620 AM. And, of course, Radio 97 104.1 FM on the Tweed. Jeez, it was hot around southeast Queensland today. At one stage on the car, it said 38 degrees, so it was pretty warm. Rugby, who went to school on the Gold Coast? I can't think of anyone.
Ben Eichen?
Ben Eichen, yeah. Yep. Grew up in the Gold Coast. Some bloke called Scott Sattler. Cool. Matty Rogers?
Yeah, to TSS.
Yep. There you go. 29, top tomorrow after an overnight low of 18. A bit of relief after that hot day today. New Farm's products are formulated with the highest quality right here in Australia. New Farm, Australian through and through.
It's time for the last blast on Sports Day with Badge and Sats.
Yeah, for expert car service, book in your local Repco authorised service centre. True or false from Steve? Stephen Crichton will sign with... That's not Stephen Crichton sending in about himself. True or false... Stephen Crichton will re-sign with the Panthers. Comes off contract at the end of next year.
I should be asking you that.
I'm going to say false. What do you reckon? They've signed Brian Toto. He was the priority.
Who's chasing him? That's that's got to come into the equation.
I think Bulldogs.
Mate, they can't take everyone.
Cameron Ciraldo. But didn't he kick out? Matty Burton.
Didn't he make a deal with Ivan Cleary? He wasn't going to steal everyone.
Yeah, but I mean, the Panthers may not be able to afford him. From a salary cap perspective.
But doesn't it come down to the clubs, though, like, and again, I don't want to pick on the West Tigers here, but if you've got a choice of $1 million at West Tigers or let's say 800,000 at West Tigers or 600,000 at Penrith, mm-hmm. Maybe you've got to take a clip, you'd stay at the Panthers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, because, yeah.
Got more chances of winning a premiership.
Yep.
And I'm not dissing on, you could use that for the Titans
yeah,
or whoever.
He wants to play fullback.
Right.
Which is big money.
Yeah.
And he's never going to do that with Dylan Edwards.
Is the top fullback minimum wage now a mil?
No. Well, if you're a very good one, I think it's around 700.
Is that all?
Yeah, that's for a good one.
So why do all these wingers want to go and be fullbacks now?
No, but then you've got the ones who are top class, like your Tom Trbojevic's and Tedesco's and Pappenhausen's. They're definitely worth $1 million. They have a far greater influence on the game. But yeah. Stephen Crichton's like that as well. He's a big game player. We've seen that. And he also is a goal kicker. He's a try scorer. And many who know him very well, Freddie Fittler, for example, has always said he believes he's a fullback as well.
Yeah, right. Okay. Hey, I noticed a lot of the Socceroos are now back. The Socceroos playing in the A-League are now back. And they'll be turning out for their clubs this weekend, which is great. And we talked about this last night with Alex Brosk. How does Football Australia take advantage of this now? You've got these household names who have done unbelievably well at the FIFA World Cup. How do we now grow the numbers for the A-Leagues? Because, let's be honest, the numbers are poor. The television numbers are poor.
I think Alex Bross summed it up beautifully. Instead of trying to jump on the back of the Socceroos' success at the World Cup, try and personalise the players that we saw on our screens to the fans that don't normally follow a lot of football, a lot of A-League. So I think he summed it up beautifully. I think it's the only way to do it.
No doubt you'll hear more about that on The Global Game a little later on for those listening through SEN. Rightio, let's get into this.
On Sports Day, it's time for The Last Laugh with Scott Sattler.
I can't believe I just wandered in. He's coming right in. He's going to do a set after me.
The stage is yours, Sats.
True or false, Woogie Bronson Cherry does not deserve to be playing in the NRL.
False.
False. You think he should be, yeah?
I think he served his time, the penalty that was handed to him, whether you like it or not. And as long as he's clean, yes, he deserves it.
So great news, the invisible man and the invisible woman. They got married last night.
Nice.
They've got kids already, but they aren't anything really to look at.
Jack laughs and claps at everything in the background.
Can I tell you another?
No, we've got no time.
Heartthrob? Susan Hoffs has got, the Bengals, has got a lot of votes.
Hey, we've got to go. This has been Sports Day. Grab the podcast, Sports Day New South Wales. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night! We'll